Okay, we're recording.
Woohoo! Hello, Anchor!
Hello!
What?
I felt like there was a hair.
Oh, that's so
that
annoying.
Feeling.
Yeah, it is annoying.
So, how's everyone doing?
Is everyone enjoying their summertime?
Well, summer for us.
Yes, exactly. Unless you're somewhere that it's winter, then enjoy your winter.
So, like, my life, my year is separated into two seasons, Christmas time and summertime, and they just alternate back and forth.
Yes.
So, since it's no longer Christmas, it's summer, obviously. And then once summer is over, I'll be waiting for Christmas, and then it'll be Christmas. Like, Christmas for me is not just the 25th,
no.
It's the whole season, the whole 6 months out of the year.
The holidays.
Which last 6 months?
To her.
And then it's summertime again. So now we are in summer. And the weather seems to agree with me in Vancouver today.
Yes, it does. It burnt me.
Oh. It's not that bad, though. It's already gone on
no,
one side.
No, I know. I've seen you burn before, and it just gets red for, like, half a day.
Yeah,
and then,
like, it's
then afterwards
much
you have a really nice tan after.
Yeah.
So that's
strange.
Nice.
Strange. Couldn't get it.
What is your favorite food in the summertime? Like, does your diet change?
No.
Oh.
I just eat like a fat fuck all year round.
I typically usually eat less in the summer because I'm happier. Is that weird?
No.
I eat less when I'm happy.
I don't think that my diet changes.
Mine doesn't change, it's just less of, usually.
Oh. Yeah, my portions don't change.
AKA, I have portion control problems, and I eat my feelings, and I'm sad in the winter.
That's me all months of the year, so, yeah. I mean, actually, I have noticed that because we live in Canada and no berries grow here.
Yeah.
We import them from, like, California and Mexico and stuff, so I feel like in the summer, the produce is better.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I still buy berries in the winter and they're gross and sour, but I eat them. But I feel like I probably buy more in the summer. I'm like, oh, these blueberries are so sour, but I'm going to eat them anyway.
Blueberries.
Yeah, I love blueberries.
They're so good. I honestly think that blueberries and purple grapes or red, whatever. Those ones are my favorite.
As long as the grapes are seedless, I don't really care.
Grapes have seeds?
Some do.
Green ones?
Depends if you buy seedless or not.
Oh, it was buy seedless, apparently.
Yeah, good for you.
Yay! IGA!
It's disappointing when you think they're seedless and they're not.
Yeah, it sounds disappointing, to be honest.
Yeah, it is very disappointing.
It's like annoying with lemons.
Yes, also that.
Yeah.
What's your favorite summer food?
I like fruit.
I feel like that's an all year round.
Yeah, it is. But I think I have more, like you're saying, fresh fruit in the summertime. Because, like, I get frozen berries a lot in the winter. Like, frozen blueberries and frozen strawberries.
I see.
Yeah. But I would definitely.
This topic is super meta.
Yeah.
Because of our names.
It is. It's really funny. We basically just call ourselves Summer Squared. Because there's two of us.
Because my dancer name is Summer, and then Suka's muggle name is Summer.
Muggle. I'm a muggle. I want to rewatch that.
What?
Harry Potter?
Yeah.
I was going to say Hogwarts.
I don't think I watched all the movies, but I read the books. But I don't remember
90% them. Of it. Yeah, me either. I want to watch the movies, though. I don't think I've watched them.
What's your favorite summer activity?
The pool or the beach. Mm. In the, like, honestly, if we lived somewhere with, like, a better beach, I would be at the beach every single day.
I like Wreck Beach. That's the only beach I'll go to.
The only beach I haven't been to.
It's the only one I'll go to.
I hear it's really beautiful, actually.
I just go because I hate tan lines.
Samesies.
Yeah. It's like a nude beach, so.
Yeah.
You can wear clothes if you want, but you don't have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely like to be outside. What about you?
You know, I don't really... I enjoy summer a lot, but I don't really do a lot of different things. Because I still take my dog out, regardless of the weather.
Yeah, true.
And I used to really enjoy going to the beach, but now I'm terrified of sun damage. So I don't go to the beach as much, or I don't spend as much time outside. Because I had like one summer where I was working the whole summer, and then I didn't go outside at all because I was just working the whole time. And then I was kind of sad about it, but then I thought about it and I was like, yeah, you know, it's okay. You know, I can enjoy.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I can enjoy the sun from inside, and you know, just walking to and from my car, and I'm not that upset about it, actually. Because I used to think, like, you know, once it's sunny, I have to go outside. Yeah. Like, I have to take advantage of it.
A lot of people have that mentality.
Yeah, totally. Like, oh my God, it's sunny. I have to go to the beach. Oh my God, it's never going to be like this ever again. I have to take advantage or whatever.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
And then I think, like, a lot of times, too, like, I kind of feel like the only thing I really like is that a lot of things are open. In the summertime,
true, yeah.
Like hiking and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I love to hike.
It's just more pleasant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, I can't do certain elevations because some are unsafe for their clothes or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. So a lot of places are closed. Nice. Yeah.
I do like that. What else? Summer. I really, really, really want to do stand up paddle boards this year.
Oh, we'll go. It's fun.
Yeah. I've never done it.
Yeah. It's fun.
I want to do it so bad.
I think it's fun, actually. It's
yeah. Like, I want to do it.
It's not even that hard.
I don't think it would be. I don't know.
It kind of depends on the board that you have, though. Because if you have a really wide one, then it's easier.
Yeah, same with surfing.
But yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, and you don't really have to carry it. The long board is so it's easier. Super easy. You can get an inflatable one, too.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds cool.
But yeah, it's fun. Okay. And then at night, you see people with
glowing ones?
Yeah, the LED
that's
light up
so
ones.
Cool.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I would personally do that because you're kind of just sharing the waterway with motorized boats at night, and
even
though
sketchy.
Your board has LED lights, I don't think that's going to save you.
Especially
if someone doesn't see you.
Yeah.
Especially here where there's a lot of meatheads who have
not. I was just going
to
say.
And just do not know how to like
navigate.
Well, yeah, like, they just don't know the rules of, like,
they
right
don't.
Away, right? They're just like, oh,
it's
I
true.
Have a yacht, I can do whatever, but actually, no, because motorized boats do not have the right of way on the water. It's over
it's true.
Vessels that don't have motors, you know? So it's like...
I remember when I lived in Kelowna, not once did I go on a boat. And people were like, how did you live in Kelowna for 2 years and not go on a boat?
You know,
I'm like, why?
You know what?
To be privy to this.
I feel
kind of
like
life.
Growing up here in Vancouver, I was kind of like spoiled with boats, and now I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
Personally, I don't think that yachts are appealing to me because they just tend to be douchey and boring.
Yes. And they're money
but
I pits.
Do
I feel
like
some
sailboats.
Sailboats are beautiful.
Yeah,
they're
do
more
like,
relaxing.
Yeah.
I agree.
And like I took a sailing course.
Oh, that's cool.
A while ago, and it was fun. So, yeah, like, sailboats are fun.
Yeah.
But there's so many boats here that just sit in the harbor and they don't get used at all. So many beautiful boats.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. So.
What else about summer? Do you like rollerblade or anything?
No. I can barely walk in shoes.
He left me.
That's insane.
He was like, you know what? I gotta get my workout in. And he actually left. He's like, if you feel like you're gonna fall, go to the grass. And I was like, okay.
No, I cannot do that.
I can't skate.
It's just, no, I'm not coordinated enough.
Me either, apparently.
So, no, I do not engage in that activity.
I do like walking by the seawall on occasion, but I feel like it has to be super, super early in the morning.
Or super late.
Yeah, because I don't like humans.
So many people. Yeah, that's the thing about living here is when it's nice, the entire Lower Mainland goes out.
Yeah.
And that's kind of why I feel, like, more confident in my decision to stay in.
Me too.
When it's nice out, because I just don't want to deal with the throngs of
people. I literally get up super early to do all my things so that I can be home by, like, 1 o'clock. Because I find that, like, 1 to, like, 5, 6, 7, 8 is, like, insane.
That's the other thing about Vancouver is nobody really leaves the house before, like, 10.
10,
because
it's true.
Because it's a very late starting city.
It's like an island time kind of place.
Whereas if you're from the East Coast,
Yeah.
Or I guess anywhere else in the world where they're actually competent people, then it's kind of frustrating because you're like...
You can't really do anything.
Well...
You can. You can do
things yourself.
Yeah, you can do things
but
yourself.
But, like, good luck meeting with someone, you know what I mean? Like,
and they'll be late because...
Yeah,
like,
they'll definitely be late. People from Vancouver like are always late. They're always late. They're always complaining. They're always, like, trying to get the most out of the sunshine.
They're always complaining.
Yeah, it's very strange.
I was having this convo with somebody the other day. They're like, we were talking about how people, when it rains, they're like, oh, it's always raining.
Wait, was it me?
I don't think it was. I think it was a guy. I can't remember who it was, though. Oh,
because I'm sure I've had this conversation
before. And then when it's sunny,
they're like,
it's
oh, it's so
hot,
this and that. Or when it's snowing a marginal amount, they're like, oh, it's snowing so much.
I'm like, oh my God, you people are so spoiled.
Yeah, people are very whiny.
Very whiny.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I love it. Like, I don't know.
I'm pretty whiny too, so.
I don't think you whine about the weather, though. Like, come on. There are better things to whine about. That's definitely not something I... think I've heard you whine about. I feel like I've spent enough time around you to know what you whine about. I don't actually think you're whiny at all.
Oh, I'm so whiny. Maybe I just suppress it when I'm with you.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just whiny with myself.
To you.
I'm like such a whiny person though. I mean, I don't think I complain about things, but I do whine a lot. Probably about existence.
That. But I don't think it's, like, whining, really.
I guess it depends who I'm with.
Yeah, sometimes. Perhaps.
Yeah.
I feel like whining is, like, things that are, like, unimportant that you can't really change. Like, I just find that that's pointless.
Yeah, I whine about shit like that, too.
Okay. Oh, God, that's funny.
Yeah, mostly just... I just had this whole big thing with my friend. We went for coffee and then we just somehow started talking about capitalism.
Oh,
and then
it
just turned into this whole big thing about, like, when we were just whining. And then I was like, you know, at the end of the day, I don't really feel like I can have any meaningful impact, but I'm still gonna complain about it.
That's like, honestly, when I was working my other job the other day, this guy started bringing up guns and, like,
oh my
God. I was like, this is not the forum
to
be doing this.
Okay,
like,
same. When I was in Alberta, some guy started bringing up, you know, like, teen suicide. And I was like, yo, buddy,
yeah, gun laws and teen suicide are not
club.
The places
like, this
to
is
be doing
not,
these things.
No, you just... No.
I know. I was like, you know what? This
you
is
need
the
to
place
go
for
on
it.
Reddit
see.
Or some
yeah,
shit.
Actually.
And start, like, I don't know, start your own thread and just have a soapbox that you preach
exactly.
from or something.
Like, you
like,
don't
I don't
do that in, like, inappropriate settings, rather. Settings.
Anywho.
Yeah. Anyway, summertime is my fave. I love it. I actually love it more than anything because you don't really have to wear a lot of clothes. And I really like heat. And I like sunshine and rainbows and butterflies. I really do, though. I like the birds in the morning. They chirp.
They jump all year round.
They do. But I feel like I can look at them now. Because they're sitting in, like, leaves and stuff. Mm. Ew, I seen pigeons doing it the other day. It was kind of weird.
They're like, don't judge me.
Straight
just
up.
Just procreating.
I know. I was like, ah, guys. Why am I eyes? Vision, sight. Oh. But yeah, I do. I like the flowers, too. You know, it's pretty. Summertime's pretty. I guess I just really like heat, to be honest.
Perhaps my nihilism precludes me from enjoying these things.
Pretty much, yeah.
I mean, it's not that I don't. I like summer, but
yeah,
it's
like
half
the appreciation
year, so.
Of like flowers and butterflies.
Okay, I definitely don't appreciate flowers.
Yeah.
Butterflies,
and, like,
sunsets, I like.
You can enjoy
okay,
them.
Okay, you love
I'm
sunsets and shit, and I
sunsets.
Could not care less. Like,
I don't ever want flowers. That bothers me when people.
How many times have we been, like, traveling and you're like, oh, these flowers are so pretty? Or, like, oh, wait, this
yeah.
sunset's so beautiful. I'm like,
yeah.
okay.
I know, I'm, like, taking pictures. She's like, oh, fuck.
No, I'm not like, oh, fuck. I'm like, oh, that's nice.
She just doesn't care.
like I do about those things.
Yeah, I know. I don't really care about those.
Because me, I love sunsets. Like, okay, yeah, I'm nice. From the land of living skies.
You are. This is true.
I can't help
fair
it.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. So, you know, I have a serious appreciation for those things.
What are your goals for this summer?
My goals are to not be hard on myself because I really like to run in the summer times. And to not be hard on myself if I don't run as much as I want.
That's a good goal.
Yeah, because I can get really down on myself about that kind of
thing. Yeah, yeah. Well, because, you run marathons and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that's something that I'm not going to, be angry at myself if I don't do a marathon or if I don't sign up for one or if I don't train or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just going to take it easy and enjoy the runs and not
put
stress on myself like I have in the past and then been super disappointed when I didn't do something. So, yeah. Yeah, that's my biggest goal for the summer. How about you? She's like, it's just another fucking season.
Yeah. It's like, just waiting for Christmas. Like, I don't know. Maybe that's one thing I should work on is appreciating the moment more rather than always looking ahead to what's next.
Yeah.
Because most of my life is just crossing. This is what I think life is.
A checklist.
Just crossing things off my list and being like, what's next? And okay, did that, what's next?
Life is just constant change until death, really.
Or not even. It's the illusion of change and you're just stagnant. Sometimes I feel like.
Sometimes, yeah.
I honestly feel like we just bumble about.
Bumbles.
And then we die. Yeah, totally. Or for me, I'm not even doing that. I'm just walking into things around me like, oh shit, ow.
Oh my gosh. So, y'all, we seen Deadpool 2 the other day. It was really good. No spoiler.
Okay. That's the end of that.
That is all.
Yeah, maybe my goal is... I don't know, actually. I don't really care about that goal. What should my goal be?
To enjoy the sunshine.
Yeah, I don't want sun damage.
Not like that, but even through the window.
Yeah, I already do that.
Okay.
I like my goals to be something new, you know? Because I feel like things that I've already done, I continue to work on, so they're not
fair.
They're not really goals, or I don't know.
I don't know. What's a good goal for this?
You know, I don't really have goals.
Maybe to just,
I kind of just decide I want to do something, and then I do it.
Yeah,
I don't tie it to a season. Or then I decide it's not worth my time and then I don't do it. But I don't look at it as a goal, even though I guess it kind of is. I just look at it as, part of being, part of just being, part of existing.
I want to do a stand-up at work. That's my goal.
Okay, that's a good goal.
At least once. Just to have done it once.
Are you on stage? What?
After this check.
Okay, what? What are you going to say?
Is there anything that you haven't done that's summertime-y?
I'm sure there are many things that I haven't done that are summertime-y.
Would you ever go surfing?
I've gone surfing.
What about, stuff like that? I'm trying to think of, other things like that. I'm legit just drawing blanks. Because I'm brilliant. I look like the Grinch.
So. I've gone surfing, I've gone kayaking, I've gone on a sailboat, I've gone on those aqua bike thingies.
Oh, have you biked the seawall?
I don't ride bicycles.
Really?
No, I don't.
I haven't rode a bicycle in a long time. I fell off one when I was little and I scarred my leg really bad.
Yo, I used to, and then I forgot how.
I'm sure you can just get back on.
Nope. I tried, I failed, yeah.
Huh. Now I'm kind of scared to try.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you'll be fine, but I'm just not coordinated enough to do that. I tried, because when I was a kid, I used to, and then I remember when I was in Ecuador, I tried again, and I was like, oh, I'm falling.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Especially how they're like, once you learn to ride a bike, whatever, have fun. Like, that is incorrect.
It's like riding
you
a bike.
You should not take that literally.
Apparently that saying means nothing.
To me. Maybe I'm just weird. Yeah, but I don't know.
I think maybe you should start a garden.
I have one.
Like a little herby one?
Yeah.
Those are my favorite.
I have rosemary, kale, parsley, and I think my Swiss chard survived. My lavender died because I went away and then I didn't water it.
For me.
It was doing okay until I went away and then I forgot about it. And then I think I had a couple other herbs that didn't make it through the winter. My dill definitely died.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, dill. I love dill weed. But yeah, so yeah, I have a garden. I just bought a strawberry plant, though, so...
Well, there you go. See, that's summertime nice. Stuff.
Yes.
Yes.
I have to repot it at some
strawberry
point.
Strawberry bushes are amazing.
So I was going to get another lavender topiary, but then I decided not to, because it was kind of big. And then I was like, it's just going to die anyway, so... Maybe not.
Maybe not.
Okay, anchorites, if you have a summer goal for me, you let me know.
Yeah.
Now accepting goals from listeners.
And what are your favorite things to do in the summertime and your favorite foods?
Let us know.
Yeah, let us know. We want to hear. We want to know. Okay. Okay, bye.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.